World Sport from the BBC. Hello, this is Richard Padula. Coming up, the Brazilian and Inter Milan striker Adriano turns his back on football. Hamburg move a step closer to the semi-finals of the UEFA Cup.
They've got a third goal here for Hamburg. Trotkovsky's cross and Guerrero, the Peruvian, off the bench to smash the ball into the roof of the net. It could be a very significant goal.
And we'll have all the news from the opening round of the Masters in Augusta. The Brazil and Inter Milan striker Adriano has announced he's taking a break from football and is rethinking his career. Adriano, who disappeared for 3 days following Brazil's World Cup qualifier against Peru last week, announced his decision not to return to Italy, saying he felt under pressure there. As our South American football reporter Tim Vickery explains, the player has had his fair share of personal problems.
Well, the reason that he gave is that he's lost his joy of playing football. I tend to see Adriano as a symbol of perhaps the pressures of top-level football at the moment. On the one hand, the physical demands and the sacrifices needed are greater than ever. On the other hand, the rewards at the top level and the temptations are greater than ever as well. And it tends to be a thin line for these young men to walk, and it's been a very difficult line for Adriano to walk recently. Adriano comes from a notoriously violent favela in Rio called Vila Cruzeiro. His father actually had a bullet lodged in his brain as a result of being caught in a gangland feud there, and this was a contributing factor in his father's premature death. Now, I think the death of his father was perhaps the beginning of Adriano's problems, because his motivation for playing football was to please his father. And with his father no longer around, and with his bank balance looking very healthy indeed, he no longer felt happy going through all the sacrifices needed to play football at the top level. It's no secret that he's had a problem with alcohol, perhaps trying to fill the existential void. And the problems have just got on top of him.
So what are the chances that he'll play for Inter again, or indeed play top-level football again?
Well, he's only 27, so it would really be astonishing if he was never to play top-level football again. I would imagine now that it's a process of negotiation with Inter, where will Inter be willing to let him go for nothing, to come back to Brazil for nothing? I think it would be quite understandable if Inter weren't too happy with that situation after spending good money on him and on his wages and so on. But that seems to be the next stage, because he's making it quite clear that he has no intention of returning to Italy to play for them.
Tim Vickery speaking to me earlier from Rio de Janeiro. And we'll have more football news in a moment, but let's head to Augusta now, where the first round of the Masters has been completed. The American Chad Campbell leads the way on 7 under par. Tiger Woods, going in search of his 15th major title, struggled with his putter but still managed to finish just 5 shots behind. Reporting from Augusta is the BBC's Alistair Bruceball.
On a beautiful spring day at Augusta, there was a record 38 players under par on the first day of a Masters, and for a while it looked like Tiger Woods might not be one of them. Level par after 12 holes, he then had 3 consecutive birdies from the 13th, missed putts of 7 feet and 4 feet for birdies at the next 2 holes, and overshot the 18th green with his second shot to make a disappointing bogey to finish. He's 5 shots off the lead, held by Chad Campbell at 7 under par. The Texan actually bogeyed the 17th and 18th after 9 birdies in 16 holes. Padraig Harrington's 3 under par in search of his 3rd consecutive major, while Greg Norman made an impressive return to the Masters with a round of 2 under par at the scene of so many disappointments for him. Talking disappointments, Phil Mickelson wasn't happy with his round of 1 over par. Ernie Els was 2 worse at 3 over par, but it's Chad Campbell who leads by 1 shot on 7 under from Jim Furyk and Hunter Mahan at 6 under.
After an impressive start to his round, Chad Campbell was for a while in with the chance of breaking the course record, but he struggled to keep up his good form in the closing holes.
Happy that I'm in the lead, but, you know, definitely never want to finish the round with 2 bogeys, you know. Kind of leaves a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth, but, you know, I still feel like I'm playing well and, you know, just kind of keep it going. You know, there's a lot of golf to be played.
Tiger Woods was, of course, playing in his first major since recovering from knee surgery, and this was his assessment of his opening round.
Yeah, I let a couple shots slip away at the end, but overall, happy the way I hit the golf ball today. Hit the ball well. Score could have been had out there, and you can see the way the guys were tearing the place apart towards the middle part of the round and the back nine. You could definitely go get it.
Seems like you got something going with that second shot at 9. Did that get kick-started a little bit?
Yeah, it was nice because I finally made a birdie. You know, I didn't make anything for the first 8 holes. I was in position, just didn't make any putts, and got fooled a few times on the wind. But just kind of hung in there and knew that the back 9 could be had. And, you know, I was in position to basically shoot, you know, 400 or 500 par.
I know you've been waiting 10 months to get back out here, the sense of a major championship. What was it like to get back in the middle of the fray again?
Felt the same. Just kind of plod along.
Let's return to football now, and Hamburg have one foot in the semi-finals of the UEFA Cup after defeating Manchester City 3-1. The joint leaders in the Bundesliga remain on course for a treble this season. Steven Island gave City the lead just 30 seconds into the match, but Hamburg hit back with goals from Joris Matthijssen, Peter Trukowski and substitute Jose Guerrero. The second leg is in Manchester next week, and the City goal scorer Steven Island knows they'll need a much improved performance to stand any chance of turning the tie around.
Yeah, they are a decent team, but I think we've got more quality than them, but I think just at home we have to show it and really have to be a bit braver than what we have been tonight, because I think at times tonight we were just some people were hiding, and when we were against our backs against the wall, I think people weren't brave enough to come out and fight. So I think we have to really kind of look at that and start doing it next week.
An all-German semi-final looks likely after Werder Bremen also had a good night in the UEFA Cup, defeating Udinese 3-1 at home. Elsewhere, Paris Saint-Germain had to settle for a goalless draw at home to the Ukrainian league leaders Dynamo Kiev. And in the Ukraine, Shakhtar Donetsk claimed a comfortable 2-0 win over Marseille. The European Handball Federation is launching an investigation into claims the final of the Champions League in 2007 may have been fixed. The German club Kiel were the winners, but after suspicions were raised in the European media about the outcome, German prosecutors began an investigation into alleged embezzlement. The EHF say they'll severely punish anyone found to be involved in match fixing, but stress there's no proof as yet. Here's their vice president, Jean Brieholt.
We've investigated technically the game and we cannot see anything wrong with it. Actually, in the last 3 minutes, the referees seem to be quite severe and quite rightly so towards the Kiel team. If they had been corrupt, I suppose that their attitude would have been different. We conducted a survey among our referees, and they mentioned 6 games altogether, including this Kiel game, where strange situations had been detected, and we're investigating these cases, and we want to be absolutely transparent about this.
So that's 6 referees that have come forward to you and said that they might have been approached about possible match fixing. But, I mean, if a referee was approached, would he tell you?
Well, we have these cases, and we were told earlier by 3 of these referee couples, only we could not identify the person. I'll give you an example. One referee goes out to the toilets at half-time, is approached by someone who is not identified, who says, "You've got to be kinder," this is the term used, to the local team, and here is an envelope if you can make us win. This guy is not someone whom we can identify. So we had begun taking preventive measures, but we could not counterattack on these specific cases.
Finally, South Africa's cricketers have beaten Australia by 25 runs in the third one-day international in Cape Town. South Africa now lead the 5-match series 2-1. Before we go, a reminder of our top story. The Brazil and Inter Milan striker Adriano has announced he's taking a break from football and is rethinking his career. Adriano, who disappeared for 3 days following Brazil's World Cup qualifier against Peru last week, says he's lost the enjoyment of playing football. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC.